You know you've arrived when. This is wisdom that I culled from the internet. Just by typing in quotes, you know you've arrived when, on a Google search, and this is the things that people have written. You know you've arrived when you find your novel in a used book sale. You know you've arrived when you have 11,000 plus friends on MySpace. When you've reached a no preset spending limit on your credit card. When you've got your own Wikipedia entry. Anyone know what Wikipedia is? The online encyclopedia. When you've got your own. When you have a fragrance named after you. And usually in a positive way. When Weird Al Yankovic writes a song about you. When people start interpreting your quotes in the wrong way and making something out of nothing. When you've had both a good and a bad review in the newspaper. When your name or likeness shows up in comic strips, or you become the subject of political cartoons. Here's one. When your name falls into use as an adjective or a verb. When you begin complaining about being known too much. When people bother to mock you. When your name is in a crossword puzzle. When you're featured on the cover of Time. Or when you own land and you've never, ever been there. When your name becomes synonymous with a certain style of clothing. Or when you're a guest on Letterman or Leno or Conan. Apparently not the other ones. But here's my favorite. You know you've arrived when you get there. And this morning, we've arrived, and not in a we've accomplished something or have made it, but we've arrived in this stop on our journey this morning at Psalm 30. And Psalm 30, as I read it, it's kind of like someone's journal entry, their diary entry, their blog entry that comes right after they finally feel like themselves again after this long time of suffering. You've arrived after this long illness. And you know, I can look back at my life and I can find times where I have experienced great pain. Not huge pain and not world-shattering or, you know, worse pain than other people, but great pain to me. Most or maybe all of us have experienced pain in our lives. And I can remember crying out to God and complaining about how I felt about this pain and this awful circumstance. And I'm sure that most or maybe even all of us have cried out to God complaining about our circumstances and saying, God, why? And God, please take care of this. And I can remember asking for God's healing and for God's help. And I think that most or maybe even all of us have prayed for God's healing and have prayed for God's help. As I look back, I can see that things were bad at one point, so I look at them and here's how they were, and then I can also see that things got better, what things occurred to make them better. And mostly when I look back at times that were not so good and then see how things are better now, I feel very much at peace about that. I went through that and now I'm here. But mostly I feel at peace because I also feel this sadness because I feel like I've arrived. I'm here. I've gotten to the place where I'm supposed to be, this great place after a time where maybe things weren't so great. And I feel sadness because I don't feel like I savored the journey as much as I savor the arrival. And when I first looked at Psalm 30, I saw a look back on a journey, but not savoring the journey, kind of looking back and saying, I'm so glad that's over, and then this is where I'm at. This is so great. I am celebrating. But the past is kind of gone. There's no celebration or lament except as it occurs now that things are all better. And you know, I want to cry to God for help and shout to God in celebration and know that in all those times of my life that God is present. And I think that if I look deeper at Psalm 30, I can find the thoughts of a person who maybe feels the same way. Because what if this psalm was written during someone's life at a really sad point? What if it was written during struggle and fear and despair? What if the writer was looking forward to better times as if they were already true? Have you ever done that? You know, positive mental attitude. You're looking at a time when things will be better. The spirituals are that. Soon I will be done with the trouble of this world. That's written while the trouble is going on. But there's this perspective of the trouble of this world is going to be over, and even that it is over as the person is singing. So what happens if this psalm, Psalm 30, gets just a little bit adjusted? Let me read it to you again in a present kind of a way. I will extol you, O Lord, for you will draw me up. You will not let my foes rejoice over me. O Lord, my God, I cry to you for help, and you are healing me. O Lord, you bring up my soul from Sheol and restore me to life from among those who have gone down to the pit. Sing praises to the Lord, O you, his faithful ones, and give thanks to his holy name. For God's anger is but for a moment, but his favor for a lifetime. Weeping may linger for the night, but joy comes with the morning. As for me, I say in my prosperity, I shall never be moved. By your favor, O Lord, you have established me as a strong mountain. Are you hiding your face? I am dismayed. To you, O Lord, I cry, and to the Lord I make supplication. What profit is there in my death if I go down to the pit? Will the dust praise you? Will it tell of your faithfulness? Hear, O Lord, and be gracious to me. O Lord, be my helper. You turn my mourning into dancing. You take off my sackcloth and clothe me with joy so that my soul may praise you and not be silent. O Lord, my God, I thank you forever. It sounds very much the same as the psalm in our first reading, but there's this present. It's all going on right now. The healing is going on right now. The finished product, the arrival, is going on at the same time as the sadness. It's looking at all of these things and saying, God is present, and I'm calling out to you in all these different places. Because I don't think that we ever really arrive. There's always more to experience. There's always something to learn, something to help, an opportunity to be helped. I don't think that we ever really arrive. There is always more of God's love to experience and more of God's love to share. And throughout the journey that we're on, the life journey, the faith journey, there is value and love in every experience. There's value and love for all, no matter who they are or where they are on life's journey. We can look back and we can say that we have experienced healing. But there's an ongoing healing that goes with that. It was bad and it's gotten better, but God has been present all the way through, and God is present moving forward. And none of us are complete. None of us are fully healed. None of us have fully arrived. There's organizations like the organization that we are taking an offering for today, Pathways to Promise. They understand that journey about how God is present on the whole journey. Pathways to Promise seeks to remove the stigma of mental illness and to celebrate how precious all of God's people are. They seek to teach us to welcome people who suffer from mental illness with God's unconditional and extravagant welcome. And they show us that God's love extends to people at all points or at all stops or at all just movements along their journey. And today we receive an offering to support them. But you know, throughout the year, we collect offerings for several missions that we support here at Union Congregational Church to show love for people no matter where they are on life's journey. The same kind of thing, that God is present through all of those times. Like the Christmas Fund, it helps provide pension and health premium supplementation to low-income retirees. Or Crop Walk, that raises funds for local hunger-fighting agencies as well as international relief. And the Food Resource Bank, that engages in this grassroots agricultural community along with individuals and churches to grow solutions to hunger problems throughout the world. And Habitat for Humanity, offering home ownership to people who otherwise would not be able to have a home. Or Neighbors in Need, supporting ministries that address poverty, economic development, and human rights. One Great Hour of Sharing, seeking to build sustainable communities, respond to disaster, and minister to refugees. safe passage, caring for people who have lived through or in a need of help due to violence in the home. The Sandwich Samanah Good Samaritan Fund, emergency assistance to people in our communities who kind of fall through the cracks. Strengthen the church, strengthening new and existing congregations, helping them to be a bolder witness for God in the world. And then our own Angel Fund that provides emergency assistance to people in our church family. All of them recognizing that people are precious no matter where they are on the journey. Recognizing that God is caring for people, yes, here in the pain, yes, here in the celebration, yes, here in the future. Not just at one point where you look back and say, I prayed and you've responded, God. God is responding. God is caring all the way through. And I encourage all of us to support these mission opportunities. I encourage all of us to support the ministries of our church as we reach out to do the same thing. We all are on a faith journey, and we all need to help others and be helped by others along the way. This week's sermon title is called, You Healed Me. And I know that we have experienced healing. Carlos, you have this amazing story of healing. You have this amazing story, but it's not over. You know, you're continuing to be healed. We have seen healing in our congregation. But I believe that this healing, it's an ongoing process for us as a congregation, for individuals within the congregation, for our community. We're experiencing it every day. So this week, I want you to remember just one simple phrase. And it's a change to the sermon title. Because while I'm writing this, I'm going, you know what? There's something more to this. I want it to be more present. So, new title for today's sermon. You can write it down in your bulletin, change the tense, and then repeat this often in prayer as a reminder of God's presence and God's love and God's ability to heal. God, you are healing me. Let's say that together. God, you are healing me. Let's pray. Thank you, God, for your presence, for your care. As we go along life's journey, as we move along in our faith journey. Thank you, God, for your healing every day. Amen.